This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
More changes and more price increases for Carnival Cruise Line starting on October 1st. For the first time since the cruise industry restart, Carnival is bringing back its popular Dr. Seuss Green Eggs and Ham Breakfast, which is available on one of the sea days during the voyage. The cost has increased from $7 to $10 for adults and $8 for kids. Babies 2 and under are free. Another increase for the second time this year, Carnival has hiked the price of its Wi-Fi package. Starting October 1st, when purchased pre-cruise, the social package will go from $8.50 per person per day to $10.20. That's a 17% increase. The value package from $11.05 to $14.45, that's a 30% increase. And the premium package from $14.45 to $17 per day, that's a 20% increase. Again, you'll want to buy these before October 1st to lock in the current rates. And one other change, Carnival will be introducing a new room service menu, and it has indicated that it's doing away with all complimentary room service menu items. The only exception to this is the Continental Breakfast, which is available from 6 to 10 a.m. That will remain free. Again, all these changes will be implemented on October 1st. And speaking of internet, following Royal Caribbean Group's announcement last month that it's rolling out SpaceX's Starlink across its global fleet, another line has jumped into the mix. Boutique line SeaDream Yacht Club has revealed that SeaDream 1 and SeaDream 2 have been using the internet service with positive guest feedback from both guests and crew. The installation of the Starlink satellite dishes were part of SeaDream's recent $10 million renovation program. Starlink uses low-orbit satellites, which enables low-latency, high internet speeds than any other satellite system out there right now. And finally, Cunard Line is honoring the life of Queen Elizabeth II by sharing a bit of history with the cruise line. The Queen's association with Cunard dates back to 1938 when she accompanied her mother to the launch of the vessel Queen Elizabeth. Since then, the Queen launched the Caronia in 1947 and the Queen Elizabeth II in 1967 and named the Queen Mary II in 2004 and also Queen Elizabeth in 2010. She also attended many events on Cunard ships over the years, including the line's 150th anniversary celebration in 1990. In a statement, Cunard said that it, quote, joins the UK and other nations around the world expressing our deep sympathy in the death of Her Majesty, and we will extend sincere condolences to the royal family. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 3%, 10.40. Royal Caribbean up 4.6%, 47.25. And Norwegian up 1.7%, 14.60. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here at Port Miami, about to board the ship behind me, Carnival Sunrise. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great weekend.
On this September 11th, Cruise Radio remembers those lives lost, the heroes on that day, and the men and women of the United States military who protect us every day.